Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Neil Herland. Officials at McGill University in Montreal say they've seen video evidence of some people using anti-Semitic language and intimidating behavior at a pro-Palestinian protest camp at the school. McGill says the encampment violates university policy and the law. Allison Northcott has more.
These students have a right to use their voice.
Umnia Tarek is a Palestinian student and one of the organizers of the encampment. She says she'll stay here until McGill divests from certain companies and organizations with ties to Israel, which she says are supporting a war crime. The McGill encampment follows many others at colleges and universities across the U.S., with pro-Palestinian demonstrators demanding action and changes from their institutions. In recent days, an encampment has also started at the University of British Columbia, along with a protest at the University of Ottawa. McGill said in a statement that the situation has shifted and grown since Saturday and said it had seen, quote, video evidence of some people using unequivocally anti-Semitic language and intimidating behavior, which is absolutely unacceptable on our campuses, unquote. But protesters at the encampment disputed that, saying they don't tolerate anti-Semitism. Allison Northcott, CBC News, Montreal.
In Vancouver, pro-Palestinian demonstrators set up camp Monday at UBC. They want the university to participate in an academic boycott of Israeli universities. BC Premier David Eby says the protests must be safe for all students.
University is a place of free speech. It should be a place where people are able to express themselves, to explore different ideas, to debate them. That's part of the idea of a university. It's also critical that a campus remains safe for students of all backgrounds, and particularly right now, students of Jewish background.
EB says a weekend demonstration in Vancouver saw some people lead a chant celebrating the October 7th attack. He called that reprehensible. For the second day in a row, one of Western Canada's best-known retailers is keeping its stores closed. London Drug says it's been hit by a cybersecurity incident. Lindsay Duncombe reports.
London Drug says it's keeping its stores closed out of an abundance of caution. The company is providing few details of what's going on, but in a statement, it said it has no reason to believe customer or employee data has been compromised. Francis Sims is the Associate Dean of Information Security at Humber College. He says with a centralized server system, one compromised computer can jeopardize an entire network.
Most often when this happens, it's some form of ransomware attack where a hacker has gotten into the network and maybe taken hold of one particular machine in the network.
It's unclear if the incident affected the store's retail business, pharmacies, or both. There is no indication when the stores may open again. Lindsay Duncombe, CBC News, Vancouver.
Police in BC say they've made an arrest after a man was stabbed and killed at a popular tourist attraction last week. The victim was killed while on the White Rock Promenade last Tuesday evening. Now a 28-year-old Surrey man has been arrested, but police have not confirmed his identity. They also haven't said if there was any links between this case and a second stabbing just 3 days earlier on that same promenade. In Charlotte, North Carolina, a fourth law enforcement officer is dead after a shootout with a suspect. Police say they were trying to serve a fugitive warrant using several agencies. Johnny Jennings is the police chief.
Today's an absolute tragic day for the city of Charlotte and for the profession of law enforcement. Today we lost some heroes that are out to just simply trying to keep our community safe.
The suspect, who was the subject of the warrant, was also killed in the shootout. French actor Gérard Depardieu will face a criminal trial in October over the alleged sexual assaults of two women on a film set in 2021. The 75-year-old actor, who previously has denied any wrongdoing, was detained by police on Monday. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Neil Herland.